From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday hosted Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan in their first encounter since Ankara downed one of Moscow's warplanes last November, sparking a deep diplomatic crisis. Your visit today, despite a very difficult situation regarding domestic politics, indicates that we all want to restart dialogue and restore relations between Russia and Turkey. Those are comments from Mr. Putin as the two met in St. Petersburg. The visit to Russia is the first foreign trip for Erdogan since the failed coup against him in July that sparked a purge of political opponents and cast a shadow over Turkey's relations with the West. The privately run American University in Afghanistan in Kabul has formally announced that its campus operations will remain temporarily suspended after Sunday's kidnapping of two of its foreign teaching staff members. Afghan authorities say unknown gunmen Sunday evening abducted the lecturers, an American and Australia, from Duralamon Road near the university. So far, there's been no immediate claims of responsibility. 50 senior Republican national security officials have issued a stinging rejection of their party's White House nominee, Donald Trump, warning if elected, he would be the most reckless president in American history. The group included former Homeland Security chiefs, intelligence directors, senior presidential advisors, and a former U.S. trade representative. They served under Republican presidents from Richard Nixon to George W. Bush. This is VOA News. Delta Airlines says it was canceling nearly 250 flights Tuesday as it looks to restore operations after a power outage hit its computer systems on Monday. That caused the cancellation of about 1,000 flights. In a statement Tuesday, Delta says, "We are able to bring our systems back online and resume flights within a few hours yesterday, but we're still operating in recovery mode." That outage, meanwhile, forced Delta to ground planes, stranding passengers at airports around the globe. Israel said Tuesday it had arrested a United Nations employee for allegedly providing material assistance to the Islamist movement Hamas. Engineer Wahid Borsh has worked for the UN Development Program since 2003. He was arrested July 16th and was indicted in a civilian court in Israel Tuesday, according to a government statement. He is the second humanitarian worker to be charged by Israel in the past week with aiding Hamas. Pakistani lawyers are boycotting courts Tuesday as a form of protest following Monday's suicide attack in the city of Quetta that killed at least 70 people and wounded more than 100 others, mostly lawyers. They had gathered to mourn the killing of a colleague. Both attacks were claimed by the Pakistani Taliban offshoot. The terrorism analyst Greg Barton of Australia's Deakin University was asked about the Islamic State's own claim in the suicide attack.
This group, Jamaat al-Ahrar, broke away from the Tehrik-e Taliban Pakistan almost exactly 2 years ago in August 2014, and it's now a fierce rival. Now, of course, Islamic State is a fierce rival of the Taliban, both in Pakistan and in Afghanistan, and it's picking up disgruntled members of the Taliban. So it's plausible that it's now established some alliance with Jamaat al-Ahrar. If that were to be confirmed, that would be a very bad development. At this stage, it's just a claim.
The Dutch temporary employment agency Randstad announced Tuesday that it's buying the U.S. job site Monster for $429 million. That will boost its foothold in the United States. Monster is a global online job listing site that now offers services across 40 countries. In day three action at the Rio Summer Olympic Games Monday, America's Lily King won the women's 100-meter breaststroke, while U.S. swimmer Ryan Murphy captured gold in the men's 100-meter backstroke event. Rafaela Silva captured Brazil's first gold, winning judo's 57-kilogram division. And so far, the U.S. leads in the medal count with 19, followed by China with 13. Japan and Russia are tied at 10. More on the results at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.